CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebie. The poor state of street lights in some major towns in Cameroon has been described as a catalyst for criminal activity. The in-depth segment of the 7 p.m. news will investigate the phenomenon. Traffic has been crippled on the Douala-Yabasi road in the Littoral region following a landslide that swept away a portion of a newly constructed road. Fresh talks to end Sudan's 16-month war have kicked off, with the two warring sides refusing to enter the negotiating room. Cameroon-born American basketball star Joel Embiid has been decorated with a medal of the Cameroon Order of Valor during a ceremony chaired by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. We begin with the in-depth segment. In the central region, inhabitants of some parts of Yaoundé are rejoicing that the streetlights increasingly installed in some streets by town officials will greatly curb crime wave. They have explained that previously, some vulnerable street users were preyed on by criminals who robbed and assaulted them. Though some say streetlights are not equivalent to security personnel, others strongly believe the lighting is a step towards achieving crime-free streets. Karin Tosam reports from CRTV Center.
I've been living in the city of Yaoundé for the past 19 years.
He hails from the northwest region of Cameroon, but has spent most of his adult life in Yaoundé since he relocated in 2005. The inhabitant of the Biamasi neighborhood explains that about a decade ago, acts of aggression were recurrent on account of absence of streetlights.
There used to be some areas that actually had no lighting at all. Those dark areas used to serve as hideouts to people who committed crimes. They confiscated people's gadgets in the night.
Today, some in these areas rejoice that they've observed remarkable improvements as streetlights are being put up in parts of the town.
The streets from Carrefour Acacia to somewhere around Rompon Express. And there is a place between Rompon Express and Carrefour Kaka that used to really be dark at night. And with the help of the streetlights, it's much more clearer now.
Others have also commended the efforts of individuals who take upon themselves to light up their immediate surroundings, sometimes inspiring an entire locality to do same. While some are applauding municipal officials for their efforts to curb night crime through the installation of street lights, they have requested that it should be done by all municipalities in the 10 divisions of the center to foster government's drive for beautiful and developed towns and cities. Karin Tosam, CRTV News Center.
In the meantime, inhabitants of the Southwest region say one of the ways to fight crime in the region is to electrify major streets and corners of principal towns and cities of the region. Because the government alone cannot do it, communities and organizations are weighing in. One of such community initiatives is a Light Up Fako project, whose goal is to light up most parts of the division. In the following report, Kange Leon Caesar comes back to what has been done and how important the initiative is to the community. His report.
The first shipment contains 1,000 solar-powered 800-watt lamps meant to begin the project Light Up Fako. After the unveiling exercise at the Buya Council, the mayor, Barrister David Mafani Namange, called for continuous support.
Until the entire Fako has light, no one can claim that he has done enough. Those who made pledges should redeem their pledges. Those who have not come on board should please join us, because it's a collective issue. It's not a tribal issue.
In the same vein, the mayor of the Tiko municipality, His Royal Highness Chief Peter Ekomi Mesoso, highlighted that collaboration has been key to the realization of of the project.
I left Cameroon to the U.S. where I met my brother there. We moved from foot to all the places where he went to do the follow-up of what we are seeing here today.
Dr. Smith Moluabeke is the vision bearer.
It is time that we ask ourselves what we can do for our community and stop waiting for the government to come and do everything for us. And I want to pass that on to the young people and everybody else in the entire country.
These now hoped that stakeholders will play their respective roles for the conclusion of the project, which will focus on other divisions after rounding off with FACO.
Ensuring the security of persons and goods is a continuous process by forces of law and order operating in Douala. However, carrying out their job in the night becomes a tough one due to the state of some roads and the insufficiency or absence of streetlights in certain areas. Rustin Fossa joined the night patrol team of the Douala Territorial Gendarmerie Group led by Lieutenant Colonel Subusu Dimaye Patrick and brought back this report.
Once the night falls, communication is established and dispatching done by the commander of the Douala Territorial Gendarmerie Group, Lieutenant Colonel Subusu Dimaye Patrick.
Brigade and your post who are deployed in all the circumscription, and every day, every moment, we have our elements which are in the field to make many efforts to reassure the population and to fight against the insecurity.
Some neighborhoods like Koto Village and Sikum are noticed as dangerous areas that favor criminality. Though the state of the road and the insufficient street lighting poses a problem, the target must be achieved.
We are working with some difficulties, but for us, these difficulties cannot stop our action. We are trying to be where the danger is signaled.
The forces of law and order who are always on the field have equipment adapted to such places.
The lamps who help us to check the place which are not enlightened, but the main problem for us is to be called quickly. If you have an incident and you call quickly the gendarme, you can come and help you.
They have always reminded the population that number 113 remains the safe number for anyone in distress. Rosalind Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
The bustling economic capital of Cameroon, Douala, is increasingly becoming insecure due to a rise in crime. The gruesome murder of 65-year-old Pierre Kons Miso on his doorsteps in Bali, Douala, is a reminder of the escalating violence plaguing the city. In the commentary that follows, senior editor Sally Ebenyoki says the tragic incident is not an isolated occurrence, but rather a symptom of a worrisome crisis.
Criminality in the city of Douala takes on different forms. If it's not the mikob harassing the population, it's a phenomenon known as retu, where youths from one neighborhood seek revenge for an attack from another neighborhood using machetes and other sharp objects. Other crimes include vandalism, theft, and violent acts such as armed robbery and assault. The tragic killing of 65-year-old Pierre Kons in front of his home in Bali Douala by Le Mikob on Monday night is a chilling reminder of the persistent insecurity in the city. So, his case is just one of many such gruesome acts that administrative and law enforcement officials have been trying to combat in Douala. A major factor contributing to this increase in crime is the city's lack of streetlights. Main roads, such as the one leading to the Douala International Airport and the Vori Bridge, are often pitch black, making it easy for criminals to hide and carry out their activities undisturbed. Many neighborhoods share this predicament, dangerous to city dwellers. In the face of the current crisis, everyone needs to work hand in glove with law enforcement officials. Residents can form neighborhood vigilante groups, learn self-defense, and always report crimes to the police. Local councils should also allocate part of their budgets to improve lighting, work closely with the police, and find ways to create jobs for young people suffering from joblessness. Law enforcement officials are also expected to be more proactive, increase patrols in neighborhoods, and ensure that ultimately criminals face the music.
Street lighting is said to promote security, especially in urban areas, with urban development experts emphasizing that it also improves safety for drivers and pedestrians. They mention that street lights also reduce street crime. In the southwest, there is a project to provide street lighting in Fakot Division. It is masterminded by a Cameroonian based in the United States of America, Dr. Molwa Beke. He is a guest on the 7 p.m. and he spoke to Winston Lebga. We shall come back to the guest in the course of this newscast. On to something else. Traffic has been paralyzed on the Douala-Yabasi Highway following a landslide that swept away a portion of a newly constructed stretch between Bonepupa and Yabasi. The landslide that occurred at about 4 a.m. today trapped a pickup heading towards Douala. The governor of the Littoral Region, Samuel Diodoneva Dubois, who was on the site to evaluate the situation, announced emergency measures to reinstate traffic flow, including the suspension of heavy-duty vehicles from plying the highway. Pontianus Lawong reports from Douala.
An estimated 25 meters of the newly constructed road, a stone's throw from the Bonepupa 2 junction, have been swept away into the valley, interrupting traffic between Yabasi in Kam Division and Douala. A pickup vehicle heading towards Douala at about 4 a.m. this Wednesday was trapped in the landslide, and eyewitnesses say no serious injuries were recorded. The governor of the Littoral Region, Samuel Diodone Eva Dubois, who was on the field to evaluate the situation, has assured the population that emergency measures are being taken to reinstate traffic flow.
The rainy season in the Littoral Region is one of the causes of this destroy of roads, and we can say that the government have already taken some measures because the engines are already coming to intervene in this place. But before that, we have an emergency case to make the small vehicle to pass while the trucks will wait a bit.
Officials of the Littoral Regional Delegation of Public Works have disclosed that a technical mission from the ministry has been dispatched from Yaoundé to seek temporal and, why not, long-term solutions to the problem. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Bonepupa.
Construction works have officially begun on the Nkonjok Bafang Road linking the West and Littoral Regions. A team led by the Director General of Infrastructure Works at the Ministry of Public Works, Mbela Ebumbu Jean-Michel, held talks with administrative and local authorities of Upper Kam to brainstorm on ways to better execute the project. The 53-kilometer road is estimated to cost over 4 billion francs and will be completed in three phases over a period of 3 years. Chivon Borgoma attended the project deliberations and now reports from CRTV West.
This 53-kilometer stretch links the West region to the littoral. Construction and rehabilitation works have come to relieve users from the nightmarish experience that lasted so long. The SDO for Upper Kam, DN Jam Lawrence, couldn't be indifferent.
It needed some resources for the government to bring the population out of this suffering. The progressive rehabilitation and construction of this road is going to contribute immensely to the well-being and the standards of living of the population.
The project is estimated to cost 4 billion CFA francs within a 3-year period to be executed in three phases. The first part will see the tarring of 10 kilometers and the rest rehabilitated. Officials from the Ministry of Public Works in charge of the project have been discussing better ways to go about the project. The incivility of some road users has been condemned and the population encouraged to protect the infrastructure.
We are going to do everything possible to sensitize the population to be very disciplined so that this road should not degrade.
The team, while visiting the works on the way, invited the contractor to strictly adhere to the terms of the contract and ensure that the road signs are well in place for safety. Chivon Borma, CRTV News, Bafang.
A project to ensure the construction of climate-resilient infrastructure and alleviating the plight of the population has been launched in the Northwest region. The program known as the Local Governance and Resilience Project is worth some 189 billion CFA francs, sponsored by the World Bank, and targets six regions, including the Northwest region, where a bottom-up approach to project maturation and execution will be used. Mabel Mekemdi Sarkem reports from Bamenda.
The project seeks to tackle poverty and underdevelopment, some of the fallouts of the insecurity plaguing the Northwest and the other five regions concerned. Funding for the project that has just been launched in the Northwest was signed by the World Bank in November 2023. And according to the regional coordinator of the project, Dr. Yessi Anthony, climate resilient infrastructures will emerge in these areas.
Apart from conflicts that we are having in these six regions where Prolog is to be implemented, we also have exogenous shocks due to climate change, like flooding, excessive winds. So the project will involve everybody.
Some 187 municipalities are eligible for the financing of the project that is going to be carried out using the bottom-up approach. Stakeholders in the decentralization process, like the mayors of Tuba Martin Tanjong and that of Andek Ubango Heli, are optimistic about its expected outcome.
We are receiving Prolog with all our energy, our minds and our love. And we pray Prolog will come to complement what PNDP left undone.
The project is the people-centered, and they are insisting that no village and neighborhood committees, no Prolog.
Consultations involving the different actors on the smooth implementation of the project initiated by the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development have commenced at the Northwest Regional Assembly. The building of the capacities of the communities, maturation and execution of the projects will follow suit. Mabel Mekemdi Sarkem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Back to the 7 p.m. guest, street lighting is set to promote security, especially in urban areas, with urban development experts emphasizing that it also improves safety for drivers and pedestrians. They mentioned that street lights also reduce street crime. In the Southwest, there is a project to provide street lighting in Fakot Division. It is masterminded by a Cameroonian based in the United States of America, Dr. Molowa Beke. He is a guest on the 7 p.m. news, and he spoke to staff man Winston Levga.
Dr. Molua Beke, it is an honor to have you as our guest on the 7 p.m.
I am delighted to be your guest today.
What moved you, doctor, to carry out this street lighting project in Fako?
First of all, I am from Fako, specifically Great Support Village. Growing up in Great Support, I saw how families came together to make sure some of us are very successful. And I have to give all the credit to the people of Great Support for teaching me how to give back to the community, to start a project that will bring joy to my community, which is Fako Division, and extend to many other communities. I'm not the only person that can bring this idea, but I think and also give a positive action towards how we can make this project better than I do. With all of us putting our heads together, we can do better. So I encourage anybody to come together. At least we can do something that will be beneficial to our community. Even to come together to clean up, look at our environment. Fako is so dirty. Beginning from Boya to Edinau, Muyuka, and Tiko, we don't have water. We don't have electricity. So if we can come together, I think there will be light at the end of the tunnel.
Dr. Molua Beke, I'm so grateful for your time.
Thank you.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. The National Firefighters Corps, in collaboration with their Chadian counterparts, have organized a joint rescue exercise on the banks of River Logon in Kuseri, chief town of Logon and Chari Division of the Far North Region. The joint exercise, according to the deputy commander of the Cameroon Army Rescue Unit, Colonel Edgar Petatoa Pufong, is aimed at evaluating and reinforcing the operational capacities of the firefighters. Patrick Tabo reports from Kuseri.
Elements of the Army Rescue Unit
in collaboration with the Chadian firefighters and the Cameroon Red Cross, busy evacuating victims of flood disaster, with some reportedly drowned in the River Logon. Makeshift medical post installed on the banks of the river to provide first aid assistance to the victims, while serious cases are referred to the Kusi Regional Hospital annex. Colonel Ebga Petatua-Pofung is the deputy commander of the National Firefighters Corps.
The first objective, it was to assess the operational capacity of our men and the operational capacity of our material to intervene on the water plan. I will tell them to keep on training because we never know when it happens. We have to train every day in such a way that when it happens, we are ready to rescue and save people.
According to the commander of the 40th Firefighting Brigade, Lieutenant Colonel Joyang Jowe Patrick, and his Chadian counterpart, Colonel Mahmat Lowell, the joint exercise shall enable the firefighters to familiarize themselves with the areas in terms of accessibility and the material that can be used in carrying out prompt interventions. Apart from the joint rescue exercise, the National Firefighters Corps also donated some 10,000 bags of sand to the various traditional rulers in Kusiri with the aim of reinforcing the existing dikes in the metropolitan town, being part of measures to prevent natural disasters like floods. Patrick Tabo, CRTV News, Kusiri.
25 senior agricultural technicians have graduated from the Horti Flora Institute of Boyam with calls to become agripreneurs. They received their end-of-course attestations during a ceremony at the Youth and Animation Center in the presence of officials of the Southwest Regional Assembly and the Ministry of Agriculture. Chancellor Nanza reports from Boya.
It's been 2 years of learning modern agricultural techniques, and now it is time for the 25 graduates to put their knowledge to practice.
What is in my mind is tomato farm. I also have one proposer in Changdai who wants to call me to come and be her manager of her big farm. That is what I intend to do after my graduation.
I can set up a farm and also a poultry or a piggery. From the farm, we have produce that can go for the livestock, and for the livestock, we have the waste that we can use like manure to the farm.
The lead trainer, Rose Mbonde, says the trainees will be accompanied in establishing their farms.
We want to see our trainees set up farms for themselves. And to do that, we have been talking to partners. They have written their projects in livestock, in crop production. And so we are taking those projects to funding agencies to see how they can fund.
The graduation ceremony was attended by officials from the Southwest Regional Assembly and the Ministry of Agriculture. Chancellor Nanze, CRTV News, Boya.
Thousands of Catholic Christians from across the West region and beyond have taken part in a peace march and a pontifical mass celebrated at the construction site of the cathedral in Bafoussam to pray for peace in Cameroon. The Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, Grace Jose Avelino Betancourt, has called for a stop to any obstacles to peace with the belief that peace, which is a gift from God, is possible in every situation. The coordinator of the Council of Imams and Muslim Dignitaries, Sidi Mouk Moussa Omaro, and the newly installed president of the Cameroon branch of the African Islamic Union, UIA, Sheikh Mohammed Malik, have discussed ways of fostering ties between Muslim faithfuls and other religions. This was during a visit to the president of Cameroon's branch of UIA, Sheikh Mohammed, at Sidi Mouk's headquarters today. Johnson student on internship, Jessica Nda, reports.
It was during his first visit after being installed president of the African Islamic Union that Sheikh Mohammed Malik with Sidi Mouk's coordinator Moussa Omaro discussed ways of bringing Muslim faithfuls together and encouraging a peaceful cohabitation between the Muslims and other religions. Also discussed during the visit were ways of sensitizing the Muslims on the values of man and the respect for oneself and institutions as part of the objectives of the Muslim Union. Sidi Mouk's coordinator Moussa Omaro also stated that they are looking forward to learning a lot and working closely with the African Islamic Union in the days ahead.
In news out of Cameroon, fresh peace talks aimed at ending Sudan's 16-month war have begun despite the two warring sides refusing to enter the negotiating room. The United States, which is leading the talks, insisted the event continued regardless, saying they are going to try to do everything to end the horrific crisis in Sudan. Fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has killed thousands, driven about 10 million people from their homes, and sparked what the United Nations has called the world's worst hunger crisis. A group of United Nations experts has said that Venezuela's presidential election lacked basic transparency and integrity. The UN panel of experts has echoed the criticism leveled by the Carter Center, whose independent observers said earlier that the election could not be considered democratic. Both organizations have criticized Venezuela's National Electoral Council for declaring the incumbent Nicolas Maduro the winner without publishing detailed voting tallies. American basketball player of Cameroon origin, Joel Hans Embiid, has been decorated with the Medal of the Commander of the Order of Valor by Sports and Physical Education Minister on behalf of the Head of State, President Paul Biya, during the ceremony today afternoon at the Conference Hall of the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education. The recipient of the medal, Joel Embiid, expressed his desire to play for Cameroon in the years ahead. Ben Collins Nyiberiwo reports.
Monsieur Joel Hans Embiid, au nom du président de la République.
Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Moelekombi, on behalf of the Head of State, Paul Biya, decorates basketball star Joel Hans Embiid with the medal of the National Order of Valor. Four Cameroonians by birth who distinguished themselves in different fields abroad were promoted to this rank on May 22, 2023. They are Professor Olivet Otele of Colonial History at the University of Bristol, world champion in mixed martial art Francis Ngannou, health personnel of global standing Dr. John Gengason, and National Basketball Association NBA player Joel Embiid. After emerging as the most valuable player of the NBA, Joel Embiid joined the national basketball team of the USA. The team won gold at the just-ended Olympic Games in Paris, France, with the basketballer of Cameroon origin playing a key role. Cameroon-American basketball player who said the medal to him is more than the gold he won in Paris also promised he would play for his fatherland.
Thank you, President, for this moment. It means a lot to me, being Cameroonian, having lived here, and being around my family, all you people, the Cameroonian, the support that they've given me all these years. Really appreciate it. And, you know, doing my best to represent Cameroon.
Minister Narcisse Moelekombi told the basketball star who plays for Philadelphia 76ers that Cameroonians are impatiently waiting to see him represent his country of birth. He said the award is proof that the head of state, Paul Biya, is keeping an eye on the different sports disciplines and on athletes who are defending the colors of the nation.
To end this news here, once again are the main points. The poor state of street lights in some major towns of Cameroon has been described as a catalyst for criminal activity. Traffic has been crippled on the Douala-Yabasi Road in the littoral region following a landslide that swept away a portion of a newly constructed road. Fresh talks to end Sudan's 16-month war have kicked off, with the two warring sides refusing to enter the negotiating room. And Cameroon-born American basketball star Joel Embiid has been decorated with a medal of the Cameroon Order of Valor during a ceremony chaired by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.